Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Currently partly cloudy and 42 degrees. In southeast Kansas, the Kansas Bureau of Investigation is investigating a shooting in Cherryvale that left one man dead and another in surgery for gunshot wounds Monday afternoon. Cherryvale police and Montgomery Sheriff's deputies responded to the report of an armed man at a grocery store. The KBI says when first responders arrived, they learned an armed employee was holding a coworker in an office in the store. Authorities evacuated employees and customers. Officers and deputies heard gunshots from the office. They entered the room and witnessed a 28-year-old man considered the suspect shoot himself and found a 39-year-old employee with gunshot wounds. The 39-year-old was flown to a Joplin hospital and underwent surgery. The suspect died after being flown to a Tulsa hospital. Top Republicans in the Kansas legislature are condemning Governor Laura Kelly's veto of a tax relief bill.
Kelly on Monday rejected a measure aimed at preventing individuals and businesses from paying more in state income taxes because of changes in federal law at the end of 2017. She says the measure would have created a self-inflicted budget crisis.
Let our budget stabilize, let our revenues stabilize, and sit down and talk about it when we really know what the facts are.
Senate President Susan Weigel and House Majority Leader Dan Hawkins said Kelly is breaking a promise she made in last year's campaign not to raise taxes. The two Republicans argued that the bill they championed prevented an unlegislated tax increase. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A recent survey indicated that Wichita is missing out on an estimated $40 million a year in convention business because of outdated facilities. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News a new convention center is one item on a list of improvements the city is considering.
We know we have a subpar convention center, and we can do a good job of selling Wichita, but once they come here and look at the convention center, we often lose them, and it's just not great space for a convention. We know that. It's going to have to be fixed. We're trying to figure out how we do that.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted Morning Show here on KNSS. Special Counsel Robert Mueller found no evidence President Trump or anyone in his campaign colluded with Russia. President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, tells Fox's Hannity he is pleased with the results of the investigation.
It's worth it. To defend an innocent man and see justice done is the ultimate goal of any lawyer. It was an honor for me to work on this case and to see it turn out such a complete victory. I've never seen a declination letter, which is what this is, so powerful. Usually prosecutors just say, we're not going to go forward with the case.
Democratic lawmakers are demanding Attorney General William Barr turn in his conclusions by April 2nd. They also note that just because Mueller and his team found no evidence of collusion, it doesn't mean President Trump is exonerated. President Trump is signing a proclamation to recognize Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights, as America's top diplomat is among those speaking before a pro-Israeli lobbying group.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says without American support, there wouldn't be an Israel to recognize as properly sovereign over the Golan Heights.
And this relationship, from Truman to Trump, is a tradition of supporting Israel deeply.
Pompeo at the AIPAC conference also addressed the rise in anti-Semitism and said Americans have a special responsibility to combat it.
Because religious freedom sits at the core of our founding. It's in our Bill of Rights. As the very first freedom.
Some Democratic presidential candidates skipping AIPAC after the progressive group MoveOn.org called on them to boycott the conference. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Steve, at 10 in the morning now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Tuesday.
And we've got some road construction that you're going to want to watch out for. Starting at about 3 o'clock this morning, the East Kellogg Project required the shutdown of Greenwich Road at Kellogg. So, yeah, they closed it there. They closed Greenwich at Kellogg, so you can't get through, and that's going to be closed 12 hours, so till 3 o'clock this afternoon. They're probably being generous. Hopefully it'll be open before then, but at least until this afternoon, Greenwich Road closed at Kellogg. You won't be able to get through. Also, eastbound lanes of Kellogg at Greenwich have been reduced down to one lane. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Partly cloudy with some sunshine today. Temperatures will likely be in the upper 50s around noontime. 64 for the high this afternoon. Clear overnight, our low 47, and then partly cloudy and very windy on Wednesday. Tomorrow's high 73. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now fog, mist, and 36 degrees, calm. No wind. 36 degrees with fog and mist. Today is Tuesday.
And that's another traffic condition right there.
It is. Tuesday, March 26th, 2019. Mostly cloudy day across central Kansas. Monday, Wichita's high temperature was 58 degrees. So we're warming up a little bit today. 58, normal high for the date, 61. On this date in 1991, four strong tornadoes, all of which were rated F3, struck south-central Kansas. Hardest hit was the Willowbrook subdivision near Hutchinson, where 13 homes were destroyed. Twister's track was 13 miles long. It averaged 300 yards wide. In all, the tornado destroyed 23 homes, heavily damaged 35 more, injured 5, and caused around $15 million in damage. That was on this date in 1991. On this date in 1979, a peace treaty was signed by Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin and Egyptian President Anwar Sadat, and witnessed by President Jimmy Carter at the White House. That was quite a landmark. Those two nations had been at war several times, and President Carter was able to negotiate peace between those two countries. How about that? An East Texas man is jailed after sheriff's deputy said he was keeping his mother's body wrapped in a tarpaulin in their front yard. Jeremy David Casson is in the Rusk County Jail charged with corpse abuse. Bond is set at $25,000. If the 42-year-old Henderson man is convicted, he could be sentenced to up to 2 years in state jail. Rusk County Sheriff Jeff Price says Casson's grandmother called deputies from Houston after Casson told her that her daughter, 63-year-old Karen Casson, had died. Deputies said the son told them he found his mother dead in bed March 18th, so he wrapped her in the tarp and placed her under a group of pine trees. I kind of wonder if maybe this gentleman has some mental challenges.
Something's wrong.
Something is wrong there. That's not how you do it. You're going to call somebody who can help you out, a mortuary or somebody like that. 6:13 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Ted, Shelly celebrated her birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
St. Shelly had a good time. Had a little
good
ice cream cake. And
now you're talking.
I got her a very nice coloring book. Do you believe that? At her age, she likes to color.
I know.
Got the little pencils, color pencils. Yep. She loves to color, so we had that. And she got some flowers for my son and his wife. So had a little pizza last night. She enjoyed her day. She had a great day.
Sounds like a nice day. Sounds like a birthday I would enjoy. An ice cream cake, some pizza.
What the heck?
I like that.
Some flowers?
Yeah.
I think they were tulips.
Do all that.
Just found out.
I'm glad she had a nice day.
Just found out about this. I guess you did, too. Kind of late in the game, but they got the Knights of Columbus fish fry going on in Colwich.
I know you've been out to that before.
Several times. I try to go every year. And this thing, it's kind of snuck up on us because this is the first I've seen of it. You found out about it yesterday.
Well,
you gave me some info.
Yeah, he gave us a call.
Yeah.
And said wanted to make sure we knew about it. They got two more coming up here.
It's 29th of March and then April 12th. I said, I've only had one so far. Just
a couple weeks ago.
15th. Yeah. Now, this is at Sacred Heart Hall in Colwich. You can't miss it because there's going to be a crowd of people there. And it's a donation thing. But it's something that we've kind of looked at and promoted every year because, like you say, I like to go out there, take my whole family. They're going to be serving from 4 to 7 at Sacred Heart Hall on Friday, March 29th next. I'm going to see if I can get the family together and go out there. It's a good cause, and it's a terrific food, and a lot of people around, and friendly people you can talk to.
I enjoyed every year.
Well, apparently, at the last one a couple weeks ago, Congressman Ron Estes showed up with a fish fry. And
there you go.
Had quite a night.
He probably got some free chow and a few votes out of it. What do you think?
And then if you show up this Friday, boy, the celebrities are showing up.
We got to get college fish fry. We got to get you to show up.
Well, it seems like every time they have it, it's on a Friday when I'm doing Shocker baseball.
Oh.
And they need to do one when the Shockers are on the road for a weekend.
Well, we'll have to see if we can't talk to the powers that
be. I was talking to the guy yesterday. He's like, come on out Friday. I was like, I got Shocker baseball. You need to do it when the Shockers are on the road,
Yeah. All right, let's talk about shopping for a little bit, okay? The amount of money Americans spend while shopping under the influence keeps rising, jumping by almost $10 billion in the last year, according to an annual survey by Finder.com. Do you believe this? They have. They measure drunk shopping in a survey of about 2,000 American adults. They revealed a little more than a quarter of Americans shop when they are drunk. And when they shop, they spend a lot of money. So you retailers, be aware of this. You got one in four Americans coming through your door could be completely soused. Now, if you're a good salesperson, you're just going to get every penny they've got, right?
Of course.
Americans spent a total of $39.4 billion while drunk in the last 12 months, according to the February 2019 survey. The average amount each person spent, $736, up almost 65% from the year before. I don't know. Doesn't sound like a good idea to me to get drunk and go shopping.
No, it really doesn't.
Yeah. Oh, you get up to the impulse buy up there by the cash register. Oh, a Hershey bar. I'll take 70.
You know? Sure. Whatever the customer wants.
Ted, I'm just amazed that they have, like an index for drunk shopping.
Yeah.
Just one more
thing. Seems a bit odd.
One more thing to keep track of. Hey, coming up April 16th, Wichita Century 2, you got John Mellencamp in concert. And again this morning, we got a pair of tickets to give away.
Just a couple weeks out.
Sometime this morning, you could be the person, the lucky listener, who gets to go see John Mellencamp, courtesy of Steve and Ted. So be listening for your chance to win. 6:17 now, Steve and Ted here on a Tuesday morning. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. And the Shockers are still going in basketball, Ted.
Yeah, we're down to the quarterfinals of the NIT now, and next up, the Shocks play tonight, visiting number one seed Indiana. The Hoosiers, one of the first teams left out of the NCAA tournament, and the Shockers will head to one of the historic places to play in college basketball, Assembly Hall in Bloomington, Indiana. The Shocks have never played there before. Shocks are a 4.5-point underdog going into this one. And, of course, the winner of this game will advance to the national semifinals of the NIT in New York City. Here's Shocker head coach Greg Marshall.
We are just excited to be here in Bloomington, playing for the right to go to Madison Square Garden. Obviously, to be playing this late into March, regardless of how old or young or new or old, veteran, inexperienced your basketball team is, it's great. So we had a nice little practice today. Our practice before the Clemson game was our best of the year, so my guys are enjoying playing. I'm enjoying coaching them, so as long as we can continue to do that and win, we'll play until there are no games left.
Of course, Indiana, they had 12,000 for their last home game.
Wow.
And they seat 17 in that building, so we'll see how many people show up on a weeknight.
Yeah.
To see the Shockers and Indiana going at it. The Hoosiers and the Shockers. Both teams are red hot. Shocks have won 13 of their last 16. Indiana has won 6 of its last 7. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull will begin the pregame show at 5 p.m. The game will tip off at 6 o'clock tonight. That's on 103.7 KEYN. In other NIT action tonight, there's another quarterfinal game. Creighton at TCU. And the winner of that one will be going to New York City. TCU is a 4-point favorite in Fort Worth tonight. And last night in Boulder, it was Colorado beating Norfolk State 76-60. Colorado advances into the quarterfinals. Of course, Colorado led by former Wichita State assistant and KU player Tad Boyle. Colorado has made it into the quarterfinals. It's time to talk Jayhawks tonight. KU Basketball Hawk Talk with Athletic Director Jeff Long. The monthly edition with the find out what's going on with KU Athletics. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And after that, it's NBA basketball tonight. Two of the better teams in the league, the Houston Rockets in Milwaukee, taking on the top team in the league, the Bucks. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight over on Sports Radio KFH. Former Wichita State Shocker Landry Shamet now in the starting lineup as a rookie for the Los Angeles Clippers. Shamet appeared yesterday on KFH on the Jim Rome Show.
Now, you are hitting 42% from three this year, but even better since you arrived with the Clippers. For people who watched you play at Wichita State, there might be a feeling that you're a different player now than you were there. Is that accurate? I mean, how much has your game changed since this time last year?
Yeah, my role is completely different, right now relative to last year. Last year at Wichita State, for anybody that watched me, I was a point guard. I was on the ball, every possession, kind of facilitating our offense. And anytime I scored, it was through, ball screens and playing with the ball and transition and that sort of thing. And now, I'm playing like strictly, off the ball, two guard, running off screens and, being able to play without the ball. I love my role now.
Shamet has made more three-pointers than any other rookie in the NBA this season.
But basically, what he's saying, he's getting more shots.
Well, yeah, he's the number two guard with the Clippers, so he's not having to ball handle and bring the ball up and things like that. He's the result of some of those screens and getting some nice open looks from three, and he's making a ton of them.
Yeah, he sure is.
And we got Shocker baseball today. Wichita State's 14-game homestand continues. The Shocks and Omaha go at it at X Stadium tonight. Shane Dennis will have live coverage beginning at 5:30 p.m. The game will start at 6 o'clock. It's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And a happy birthday today. We'll go to the football ranks for this one. About one of the great running backs of all time, Marcus Allen.
Yoo-ah.
Of course, played for the Raiders and the Chiefs.
Chiefs, yeah.
Marcus is 59 today. He's in the pro football and the college football Halls of Fame.
Pretty good one.
Yeah. Marcus Allen. Yep. Sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
6:22 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starn. He's going to talk about reaction to the Mueller investigation. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.